Broncos, one of eight remaining teams left here in the postseason, wrapping up all their prep for the Indianapolis Colts, who will fly into Denver on Saturday, kickoff Sunday at 2:40 with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Time to preview this divisional round matchup. And Andrew, I think when there was the buildup leading to finding out who the Broncos would play, you knew, well, you could see someone who they've seen before. Broncos saw the Colts way back in week one, but these teams, both sides, are playing differently than they did back then.
Yeah, they saw a Colts team that I think was still trying to figure out its way defensively since with the loss of Robert Mathis, first for a suspension and then for the season because of a torn Achilles. They've found that in the last several weeks, especially found a pass rush which comes from all sides, have got great secondary play, particularly from Vontae Davis going to the Pro Bowl. And then on offense, they've evolved. You know, that running game that struggled for so long has played better in the last few weeks. And in particular, Boom Heron, who had 10 receptions against the Bengals last week, he's been an effective target out of the backfield for Andrew Luck. And that's crucial because in recent weeks, the Broncos have had trouble stopping running backs from making explosive plays out of the backfield in the passing game.
Coach Fox and Colts head coach Chuck Pagano, including Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning, have downplayed the Luck-Manning marquee. What matters here most, Phil, is that whatever team loses will not play the next week. The Broncos learned something back in week one. You have to play a full 60 minutes and take advantage of the fact they will be here at home.
He's capable of bringing back a team from anything. I mean, we saw him do it last year against the Chiefs in the playoffs, and we saw him do it against the Broncos in that week one matchup. So it's important for them to play the full 60 minutes. And hey, the Broncos were a perfect 8-0 at home, and they're hoping for a little mile high magic again this Sunday.
Demaryius Thomas, when asked why he plays so well in the postseason, said, well, it's win or go home, and he's not ready to go home, and neither are the Broncos. Kickoff Sunday at 2:40, and of course, we'll be there early with the Broncos TV Live pregame show starting right around 1:10.